So I can't remember who that song was by, but wasn't it lovely? Wasn't it great?
Well, don't forget, we're playing eight different songs. Every time we play a song, songs are played. So it could be any number of songs.
I have no idea what you just listened to, but I'm sure you had a lovely time and tapped your foot along to it.
You now need to introduce Richie's today's Hitler's Toilet.
Oh, of course. It's 10 to 7, so it must be time for Hitler's Toilet.
Flush, flush, Hitler's Toilet.
Since you were last here, Hitler's Toilet now has its own email address if people want to actually...
How many emails does it get every day?
There's a good clutch, I would say, would be
clutch.
The best adjective to...
That's nice and vague.
...describe the communique. But it is toilet@absoluteradio.co.uk, and this morning we are once again rewriting the history books. The Tyrannosaurus Rex. If I spoke to you about this fearsome creature, you might think, oh yeah, okay, 20 feet tall, ripped its prey with its dagger-like teeth. But would you have known it was a sensitive lover?
Oh, yes. How exactly have they found that out? They found like an early sex... Early sex tape. What have you done?
I've been sitting with my legs crossed for about 4 minutes, and the wax just like re-waxed my left knee. my leg off it. Sorry about that.
How did you give it like an early... prehistoric sex tape?
What they have found out is that they found that the tyrannosaurs had very tactile noses that they used to explore their surroundings and build nests and pick up fragile eggs and baby offspring. But the snout is thought to have served another purpose. Experts believe that
tonight's production of Don Juan's going to have a new storyline in it.
They believe that males and females rub their sensitive faces together in a prehistoric form of tyrannosaur foreplay.
Oh, well, they've only got those little hands. They could.
There was not a lot of groping going on, was there?
So, the hard surface of the snout was penetrated by numerous small...
Good Lord.
It's a bit early in the morning for the word penetrate.
Nerve openings is what I was talking about here. And, the other evidence that is to back this up is that we do know that crocodiles are very, very similar. Now, crocodiles are the closest things that we have still living on this planet to dinosaurs. And crocodiles, once again, when they are getting ready for a little bit of riverside action, they also will...
Will what?
Well, they will nuzzle up to each other with their...
That big old snout.
The big old snout.
Sensitive proboscis.
Rub with their... hard snoutage.
Goodness me.
Well. So what, the dinosaur used its nose, is that what you're saying, as a kind of tactile...
Like a third hand.
We took a while to get there.
Toilet at absoluteradio.co.uk. If you wish to join the clutch of emails, please do email over the weekend.